Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed.
You know, ladies, it's really a mighty wonderful thing to know that you can always depend on Kroger Tender Ray Beef to be fresh and tender and juicy. You can depend on that delicious tastiness because only the top quality grades of beef are used for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Inferior grades just won't do. Only the best is accepted for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. And those fine grades, the top quality kind that are tender and juicy, is grain-fed beef. Right now, of course, real grain-fed beef is hard to get. Your newspapers and radio have told you why. Clear around this planet of ours, people are starving, and grain is needed to save their lives. So there you have the reason why you can't get Kroger Tender Ray Beef when you ask for it at your Kroger store these days. But just remember, though, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is so world famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And keep this in mind, too. Until the day you can buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it is available.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's 3 days now since Steve Parker, suddenly disappearing from Rossville, left Penny on the eve of their wedding. 3 days, and still no word from him. 3 days, Penny has wondered and worried. And her mother is more than upset as she tells her husband, Jed.
Oh, we've got to do something to help, Penny. We've got to do something, Jed.
Yes, but what, Grace? What can we do? You can't mend a broken heart with adhesive tape.
Oh, I know, but somebody's got to help Penny get back on her feet.
How, Grace? How can it be done? You stop her tears with a joke or two, and what happens? Soon as she's alone, the tears are there again.
Oh, I know.
You get her into conversation about her work or some idle gossip about town. As soon as you're through talking, her mind goes back to Parker. What can you do for her? What?
Oh, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you, Jed.
Well, the only thing that can really be done, the only thing that will do any good, is to find this fellow Parker himself and have him talk to Penny. She doesn't want to hear a lot of sweet, consoling chatter from any of us.
Mm.
All she wants to hear is Steve Parker's voice saying, I had to leave Rossville all of a sudden for such and such a reason.
Why did he leave Rossville, Jed? Do you know?
You think I'd be sitting here worrying about how to help Penny if I knew why Parker'd run out on her? No, sir. I'd tell her why, even if it was the cruelest thing I'd ever done.
Oh, it wouldn't be cruel, Jed. I think it's not knowing the reason that's upset Penny as much as anything else.
Well, of course it is.
Oh, he didn't stop loving her. She'd have sensed it. He'd have sensed it and told her so. No, sir, Jed, if he left Rossville all of a sudden, it was because he was forced to leave Rossville all of a sudden.
Yes, I guess so. But what forced him? That's what I'd like to know.
That's what we'd all like to know. That's what Penny wants to know, too. But I'm afraid Steve Parker himself is the only one who could tell her. Nobody knows where he is.
Mother.
Oh, you mind if I come calling, Penny?
No, darling, I'm glad you have.
My, you're looking lovely, dear.
Am I?
Uh-huh. Oh, darling, you've been crying again.
I'm sorry I couldn't help it. I got to thinking about... Look, come in and sit down.
Well, I won't stay if you don't want me to.
No, I do want you to. Suzanne fixed the living room a little differently. You like it?
Oh, why, it's lovely.
I argued for the piano over there by that wall, but Suzanne said it should be near the window. I guess she was right, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. It looks lovely.
We're thinking of getting new drapes by the windows. I thought brown and gray.
Oh, darling, say what's on your mind. You don't have to pretend with me.
I'm not pretending, Mother. I'm just trying to get him out of my mind.
Don't try, darling. It just isn't possible.
Isn't it? Isn't there anything I can do to forget? Can't I go to sleep and stay asleep so long I'll have forgotten when I wake up?
No, darling, there's no getting away from it. But you shouldn't let yourself suffer as much as you are. Think of it and think about it on purpose, hard too. Decide what it is that's bothering you most, him or what he did to you.
It's both, darling. I've thought it all out. It's both. I can't forget him. I can't forget what he did. I don't think I'll ever forget.
Him or what he did.
If I remember one, I'll remember the other. They both go together.
Yes, they do. Maybe you better go away, darling.
Because he ran away, should I run away too?
Well, you wouldn't be running, dear. You should go away because, well, new scenes, new sights, a new...
No, place. Mother, I'm going to stay right here. And I'm going to wait and wait till I hear from Steve and get some explanation.
You think you'll get one, don't you?
I don't know.
Well, I think you will. And a good one, too, dear. That's why it can't do you any harm to go away. If he comes back and finds you gone, he'll go after you wherever you are.
No. No, I don't think so. I don't think I'll ever see him again or hear from him.
Oh.
When I say I will, I'm only kidding myself.
Darling, believe me, you'll hear from him. He'll explain everything that's happened, just as he explained the things that happened before, things that seem strange and beyond understanding. But you understood his strange ways enough to fall in love with him and plan to marry him. Why can't you believe that he'll come back to you and explain again?
Because I feel it's different this time. There was more at stake this time. What could have happened to him? What could have been more important than the evening before our wedding he had to leave town? And not just leave town, but leave without a word of explanation. Without even trying to explain the next day or the next. I haven't had a word from him. Well, I don't expect I will. Oh, he really must hate me to treat me this way.
Darling, I can't blame you for the way you feel. It must just seem impossible to you that things such as this can happen between two people who love each other as you and he do. But fate's a funny thing, Penny. It brings bad luck to people who don't seem to deserve bad luck. It gives its little twists at the oddest times. But in the long run, fate is very honest and very fair. It makes things happen for a reason. Just as fate may be taking a hand in your life right now, Penny, to hurt you slightly now and save you a greater hurt later on.
I wish I could believe that.
Try to believe it, dear. Because it's worth believing. It's true, I know it. How many times have you heard people say everything happens for the best?
Oh, that's just taking the easy way out of things, isn't it?
No, I think that's facing it, Penny. And believe me, it's turned out to be the truth more often than not. Well, I knew a young girl once who wanted to be a professional dancer. She was good, too. And everybody was sure she was going to be a terrific success. Then she became ill. She was cured, but the doctor said she'd never dance again.
But she did?
No, she hasn't danced a step in the last 25 years. But she did something else. Something she didn't know she could do until she was forced to give up dancing. She wrote books. Good books, too. You know who she is?
No, who?
Madeline Blaine.
Madeline Blaine?
Yes, Penny. When I knew her almost 30 years ago, she thought her life had been ruined. It was a tragedy that she would never again be able to dance. But if she'd gone on to become a dancer, she might never have attained the fame she has as a writer. Now, there, Penny. There was a tragedy with a reason. A good reason.
Well, that's strange. I always thought that Madeline Blaine's life was nothing but success from the very start.
Madeline Blaine's success grew out of a tragedy that, at the time, seemed to be the end of life for her. In another way, Penny, what's happened to you is a tragedy, too, but I'm sure that in a little while, a few weeks or months or... maybe not until several years have passed. You'll find that this was the best thing that ever happened to you.
I hope you're right, Mother. You usually are, so I hope you're right this time, too. But I'd still
no,
like...
No, dear. Well...
Hello? Grace here?
Hello, Jake. Come in.
Oh, Jed, are you through at the office already?
Yes, yes, and we've got to get downtown for that meeting or we'll be late. You want to come along with us, Penny?
No, thanks, Jed. Not today.
Oh, do you good.
I don't feel like seeing people. You understand, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course I do. Kind of stupid of me to ask. Oh, I... Well, who's that? You expecting someone, Penny?
No, I'm not. Mother, look through the curtain at the window and see who's there.
I was just about to do that.
Who is it, Grace?
What? I don't know. I've never seen him before. He's a tall, dark, rather handsome young man.
Here, let me see.
Well, you can peek. He's not looking this way. Do you know him?
Oh, it's Professor Rogers, Mother. Tell him I can't see him. All the people in town, that's the one person I don't want to see right now.
But Penny, what'll I tell him?
Tell him anything. I'll be upstairs, but tell him I'm not here.
Oh, all right. Oh, dear. Jed, you'd better help me.
I don't know what I can do, but say that Penny just isn't here.
Oh, my. He's an insistent young man.
A tall, dark young fellow, hmm? Wonder why Penny doesn't want to see him.
Yes?
Good afternoon, Miss Gibbs in?
Why, no, she's not.
She's not? That's strange. She's nowhere else in town. At least, nobody's seen her, so I thought she'd almost have to be at home.
Well, the truth is, young man, she is home, but she doesn't want to see anybody.
Oh, I see. Well, will you tell her that Stuart Rogers was here to see her?
Why, yes, of course. I'm Penny's mother. Anything I can do for you?
Oh, you're Miss Gibbs' mother.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to know you.
Thank you.
But, well, no, you can't help me exactly.
Well, if it's only not exactly, young fellow, maybe we can do something. Come on in.
Oh, no, thanks, Mr.
Billings. I'm Penny's stepfather.
Yes, I should have realized that. Well, tell Miss Gibbs I was here, will you, and that... Well, I'll call again.
Well, yes, of course. But if this is really very...
Important? Yes, it is to me. And maybe a little bit to Miss Gibbs, too. I guess I could tell you what I came about, but wouldn't be right if I... Well,
what?
Nothing, Mr. Billings. Nothing at all. Just tell Miss Gibbs I called, will you? Sorry I bothered you. Goodbye.
What did Stuart Rogers want to talk to Penny about? Why didn't he want to discuss it with Grace and Jed Billings? And is Penny's mother right? Will what seemed like a tragedy now later prove to be a blessing in disguise? What has happened to Steve Parker? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony.
Ladies, it was a long time ago that folks discovered Kroger Tenderay beef is always both fresh and tender and so delicious. Nowadays, another discovery is being made. Now that our world-famous Kroger Tenderay steaks and roasts are so scarce, now that we're all searching for something else to give us fine meals, more and more people are discovering our amazingly wonderful selection of Kroger seafoods. For my part, I can say without hesitation that we have the finest flavored fish and seafood you'll find in town. And you know why? Because our Kroger seafood, with that fresh-caught flavor, is rushed right to the store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. All that speed and efficiency does this for you. It protects the flavor of Kroger seafood. The firm, white flesh is preserved for your enjoyment. When you buy Kroger's selected seafood, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Get some real soon, won't you?